Daf is Daf Test. Today's learning is sponsored by the Rosenberg family, Leila Nishpas Elka, Glika, Matil, Bas, Nachman. The Neshama should have an Aliyah. So let's take it the very last few words on Ches Amin Beis. The Gemara says that Amar B'Yochanan Maidich Siva. What does it mean when it says in the Pasuk, Aser Taser? So the Gemara says, Aser Bishvil Shetis Tis Asher. That a person should take Meiser, and him taking Meiser is a guarantee that he's going to become wealthy in doing so. So Gemara says, the Meiser happened, Ashkecha Rabbi Yochanan Le Yunuka Dresh Lakish. One time Rabbi Yochanan came across the child of Rish Lakish, who was also his nephew. And Amar Le, Rabbi Yochanan says to the young boy, Emuli Psukech, tell me a pasuk, say a pasuk for me. So Amar Le, the young boy says, Aser Taser, that's a pasuk he said. So Amar Le, he says to Rabbi Yochanan, he asks his uncle, who am I Aser Taser, what's shot in the pasuk? So Amar Le, Aser Bishvil, Shetis Asher. He said this drasha in today's daf, that one should take Meiser in order for him to become wealthy. So Amar Le, the young boy says, Matnu Alecha, how do you know? What's the basis? Amar Le, Zil Nasi, go test it out. Go try it. I don't need to prove it to you. You could do it on your own. Any money you make, anything you make, crops grow from the ground, the money that you make, take Meiser and you'll see you get wealthy. So Amar Le, Mishari Lintzuye, are you allowed to test Hashem? LaKadosh Baruch Hu. The pasuk says, Lo Sinasus Hashem, you can't test Hashem. So Amar Le, Rabbi Yochanan says, good question. However, Hachi Amar Rabbi Yoshaya, Rabbi Yoshaya says, Chutz Mizu, except for this. This is the one exception. Meiser is the only area they're allowed to test Hashem. Shenemar, it says in the pasuk in Malachi, Haviu es kol hamase el beisa, to bring all the Meiser to the storage house. Vihi teref bevesi, it's going to be for me food and parnasa. Ubechanuni na bezos amar Hashem tzvakos, im lo eftach lechem es arubos Hashem. If I don't open up the Shemayim, the gates of heaven, very kosi lechem et brach ad blidain, I don't let out the endless amounts of bracha. In other words, by one giving Meiser is a way of a guarantee of a bracha from Shemayim. So my ad bli delai, what's that type of bracha ad bli dai? So amarama barchama amarav ad sheyivlu sifso seichem milomer dai. Until your lips get so sore and worn out from saying dai, it's enough, dai, dai, enough, enough. That's how much bracha is going to come from a person giving Meiser. So what Meiser are we talking about? So Pasuk Pshat, the Pasuk is talking about Meiser degancha. One has crops and he separates Meiser and he gives to the Levi Meiser. But Tosus here writes, not only is it referring to degancha, look at Tosus, we'll just do the first few lines here. Tosus writes, Aser Taser, Hachi Isa Besifri, the Medrash says, Aser Taser, es kol tuas zarecha, hayoti asada shana shana, every single year the crops grow, you take Meiser from the new crops. Einli ela tuas zarecha, shechai b'meiser, I only know that your crops are chai b'meiser. Ribis pragmatia v'shel sharuav chaminayim, how do you know other money, Meiser ksafim as we call it, how do we know that subject to Meiser as well? Tamilomer as kol. The word kol comes to include even Meiser Ksafim. So it sounds like from this Tosos here that there's a din deraisa of separating Meiser Ksafim. So there's really a three-way machlokas whether or not Meiser Ksafim is a deraisa, Meiser Ksafim is derbanan, or perhaps it's only a minug ba'alma. We assume like the Bach that's a minug ba'alma. Nonetheless, it's a widely accepted minug throughout all of Klai Yisrael. This other din here that you're not allowed to test Hashem is also an interesting din, that the machlok is whether it refers to testing Hashem itself. Others say the Rambam says it refers to testing a Navi, and some say it refers to testing either Hashem or a Navi would be the violation. Now, in addition to this discussion of Meiser, there's a question in the poskim in Shulchan Aruch whether or not the heter of testing Hashem, does it only apply also to Meiser Degancha, or could even test Hashem for Meiser Ksafim as well and say, I'm testing you to see if it works. Is that allowed or not allowed? That's a discussion that's found in the poskim. Okay, let's go right to the Gemara now. The Gemara says, Amarle, the boy says to him, Ihav mati hasam lahai psuka, had I gone to that pasuk, and the young boy hadn't finished all Tanakh yet, he used to memorize all Tanakh, had I gone to that pasuk in Malachi that his uncle just quoted him, Lohavisa tzrichan lachach, I wouldn't need you, Lohoshaya beravcha, and the words of your Rebbe, I would have understood on my own, but I didn't get that far in the pasuk, so thank you so much for telling me that there's a heter to test Hashem when it comes to Meiser. V'su Ashkechei, another Meiser happened that Rabbi Yochanan Yenuka de Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan was talking to the boy, the son of Reish Lakish, his nephew, the Yosef of Amar. He was sitting down and saying the pasuk in Mishlei, Avelas Adam Tisalev Darko, Aval Hashem Yisaf, Yizaf Libo. So a person does that which is foolish, a person sins, so it creates anger in Hashem's heart. So Yosef, Rabbi Yochanan, Vaka Mitame, Rabbi Yochanan was sitting down and wondering, Amar mi ika mide dechsivi b'ksuve dilo ramiza b'raisa. Is there any pasuk that's found in ksuvim that's not hinted at in the Torah? Everything's in the Torah. All nevim, all ksuvim, everything is always hinted in the Torah. Where is the remez to this pasuk in the Torah? So Amar le, the boy says to his uncle, Atu hami la ramiza. Is this not hinted in the Torah? The pasuk says in the end of Bereishis, Vayetze libam vayecharedu. Isha achiv lemor mazos asel kim lanu. What Hashem do to us when the brothers saw Yosef etzadik? They saw what took place with they're getting punished and sold into slavery and into jail, thrown into jail. What did we do? We did such an avera. We see Hashem got so angry at us. So this is mefurish what that happened in the pasuk of Mishlei. So dal ein avachazebe. So Rabbi Yochanan had these long eyelashes or eyebrows. He couldn't see well. He lifted them up to take a look at this boy who was giving this answer to him. He had a question. He was talking out loud. Where's the remez? And the young boy answered the question. So he was about to look at the young boy. What happened next was Osya Emad Apikte. His mother came, who was the sister of Yochanan. His mother came and quickly swept away her son from Rabbi Yochanan. Why? She said to her son, Tom Mikame, come in front of me, come away from this guy, my brother, he shouldn't do to you what he did to his father. In other words, the Gemara tells Rabbi Yochanan had killed Reish Lakish because they had this whole machlokis, and he looked at him and he killed him, so she was concerned that her brother Rabbi Yochanan would kill her own son, so she quickly took him away before he lifted up his eyes. Gemara says further now, another statement in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Matar Bishvil Yachid, Parnasa Bishvil Rabim. The word Matar, rain, comes for individuals. When we use the word Parnasa, it refers to Parnasa of the Klal, of the Tzibur, of the Rabim. So Matar Bishvil Yachid, is that really true? It comes, so Gemara says, yes, it says in the Pasuk, Yiftach Hashem Lecha Es Otzaro, Hatov Laseis Matar Artzacha, Hashem will open up his Otzar, his storage house, and give to you. To a person in Artecha. However, Parnasa b'shul rabim d'chseva hini mamtir lachem, in the plural lechem. I'm going to give to lachem, to many people. So we see matar is for individuals and Parnasa is used for rabim. That's the difference of the language. So Meisiv asks the Gemara the following. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shlosha Parnasim, Tovim Amdu Yisrael. There were three great leaders of Klal Yisrael on the Midbar. Elohein, Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. Shalosh matanos tovos nitnu al yadam. Three gifts were given to Klai Yisrael through them in their zechus. Elohein, be'er, ve'anon, and the man. The bear Maim, the bear Miriam, the well of water, the anon, the cloud, and the man. So how do we see this? Be'er b'zechus Miriam, amenanon b'zechus Aaron, and aman b'zechus Moshe. Each one, bear came in the zechus of Miriam, the amenanon came in the zechus of Aaron, and the man came in the zechus of Moshe, as the Gemara is about to prove. How do we know? Because when Miriam was nifteres, so the bear was lost. Nistalik haber, the bear kind of went away. Shenemar says v'tamas sham Miriam. Miriam died. Uksiv basi. Afterwards, it says v'lohaya ma'im le'ida. There's no water. What do you mean? Didn't they have the bear ma'im? Must be the bear ma'im went away. It left because it was only there b'zuchos Miriam. But however, even though it left initially chazra b'zuchos Shem, it returned back in the zuchos of Aaron and Moshe, who were still alive at the time. Mace Aaron, when Aaron died, Nistalka Ananiya Kabod, the clouds left. Shinemar Vaishma Haknani Melch Arad, the Melch Arad, who was really Amalek, he heard. What did he hear? Ma Shmua Shama, what did he hear? Because he wanted to attack Klal Yisrael. How'd he know that suddenly Klal Yisrael was so vulnerable there you could attack them? What did he hear? So Gemara says, Shama Shemes Aaron Vnistalka Ananiya Kabod. They heard that Aaron died, which meant that the Ananiya Kabod also left because that was the protection of Am Yisrael. Now they were vulnerable. Let's attack them now. They thought now they had the chance, the opportunity, the permission to fight against Yisrael. That's what it means in the pasuk. Vayiru kol ha'eda ki gav Aaron, that they saw that the Eda saw that Aaron died. And the Gemara darshins Amar Rabbi Abba lot al tikri vayiru. They saw rather ela vayirou, that they were fearful. Klal Yisrael realized kol ha'eda saw that Aaron died. We're now exposed. We have no ananiya kavod. They were in great fear because of this. And the Gemara says further, could the Reish Lakish have further drasha to really appreciate this? The word ki was word kimin. The Amar Reish Lakish, the ki is meshamish ba'arba lashon. So the word ki can be used in four different ways. It could be e, which means if something, a tanai, ki if this happens. Dhamma means perhaps. Ela means because only, and dhamma means because. So here means because. In other words, vayiru kol eda, the eda, the klaisa, was scared ki because gav Aaron, because Aaron died, which meant that they were exposed now. So we see from all this, however, that the Ananiya Kavod left because of Aaron, because he died. And then Chazu Shneim, both the bear Miriam and the Ananiya Kavod returned back, B'zuchos Moshe, who was the last man standing. And Shemes Moshe died, Nistal Kukum. He lost all three, the bear, the Ananiya Kavod, and the man. Shinemar says the Pasuk in Zechariah, Va'ach chid eshlosha roim, the three shepherds, B'yerach echad, I'm going to remove three shepherds in 1 month. Asks Gemara, v'chi b'yerach echa mesu, did all three die in the same month? Not true. Hala Miriam mesa b'nisan, v'aron b'chodesh av, rosh chodesh av, and Moshe b'zayin adar, So they had three different months. So what do you mean all in 1 month they all died? Ella, melamed shenisbat lu shlosha matanos tovos, that they lost three great gifts. Sheninu al yadon, that were given on behalf, and bezuchus, three shepherds, v'nistalku kum v'yerech echa. But when Moshe, the last man standing, when he finally died, they lost all three in one shot. So what's the question from all of this? So Gemara said, we see from this, Alma Ashechan Parnasa B'Shvil Yachid. We said above, Parnasa comes only in the Zechus of Rabbim, Mater comes B'Zechus Yachid. Parnasa, which refers to not only rain, but just general, you know, success throughout all business, that comes in Zechus Rabbim. But here we see that these items, that the man came B'Zechus Moshe. The man was Parnasa. That was food for people to eat. That came B'Zechus one individual, B'Zechus Moshe. So we see it's against what Rabbi Yochanan said initially, that Parnasa comes only B'Zechus the Rabbim. So the Gemara answers, Shaini Moshe kaven to the Rabbim Hubai, ki Rabbim Dami. Since Moshe Rabbeinu davened on behalf of all Klai Yisrael, he represented all of Klai Yisrael, he was considered ki Rabbim, and therefore this is consistent that the Parnasa comes b'zuchos Rabbim. Moshe Rabbeinu himself represented the Rabbim. Gemara says further now, last few lines of the Amud here, Rav Huna bar Manoach, Rav Shmuel bar Idi, Rav Chia, these three tzaddikim were mi Vastanya, were this city, this area called Vastanya. They were very much oftentimes in front of Rava, and they learned from him. When Rava was nifter, also the kami their papa, they had to find themselves a new rebbe. So after Rava passed away, they went to learn by Rav Papa. Whenever Rav Papa would give a shir, give a drasher, give a halacha, it didn't make much sense to these three tzaddikim. So what would happen was they would actually make these sign languages to each other, hinting at each other, like saying, oh, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about. Who is his Rav Papa? Rav knew who he's talking about. Rav Papa, he doesn't know anything. And Chalash Jaiter, Papa got very insulted by this. That they would, in front of his face, they'd start pointing fingers and saying, So what happened was, Akrai Bechalma, so Rav Papa had a dream. And a dream he saw in the pasuk in Zechariah that we just quoted, which is why we bring this story here. The achkid eshloshes haroim, that all three shepherds died in 1 month. So what happened was lamacha the very next day kiyava miftar minay, when he left, when he after shir, after seeing this dream, when he left after giving shir, he said to these three talmidim who made fun of him, amar lehu lizlu rabbanim b'shalom, you should go b'shalom. What do you mean b'shalom? So b'shalom is a lashon you say to a person when he's about to die. When a person's dead, you say b'shalom. The Gemara tells us, one who's alive, you say, you should be l'shalom. But one who's dead, you say b'shalom. You don't say b'shalom to one who's alive. So he gave him a klala. He saw from this dream that must be these people were doing the wrong thing. He gave him a klala that they should die. So there's different interpretations, but that's a pashup shot of the Gemara. The Sfas Emes doesn't like this pshat so much. He says that's not what was going on here exactly. And he says that he was more of a bracha, that Girsa Sharia be lishalom, not bishalom, and he changes the Girsa here. He wasn't chas v'shalom cursing them. So the Gemara then says, Rav Simi bar Ashi, have a shchiyah kamei to Rav Papa. Rav Simi would learn in the presence of Rav Papa. Have a makshi lev tuva, he'd ask a lot of questions to Rav Papa. Really challenges Shir a lot. Yom Echada, one day, Chazi Dinafel Ape. One day, Rav Simi saw that Rav Papa put his head down after all these questions he was asking him. Ushama, he heard Rav Papa mumbling to himself, Damar, Rachman Latzami Kisufa, please Hashem, save me, spare me from this embarrassment. He keeps asking these questions, I don't know the answers. Please save me, Desimi, the Kisufa Desimi, the embarrassment that Simi causes me. So after Rav Simi heard what he had done to Rav Papa, he didn't intend on embarrassing him, Chas v'Shalom, he just wanted to know the emes. So after this, Kabe Alei Shtikusa, he took upon himself to be quiet, to be silent, he won't ask any more questions during Rav Papa's shir, and Tula actually, no more questions were asked. Even Reish Lakish also held Matar B'Shul Yachid, that the rain comes B'Zechus in individual, like Rav Yochanan said in Amun Aleph, D'Chzedama Rabbi Shlakish, Minayin L'Matar B'Shul Yachid, how do you know Matar rain comes B'Zechus one individual? D'Chziv, it says in the Pasuk in Zechariah, Shalu Me'Hashem Matar B'Eis Malkosh, you ask for rain in the time of Malkosh, Hashem Ose Chazizim, Hashem makes clouds, U'Matar Geshem Yitein L'Hem, and he gives rain, Li'ish Esev Basada, to a man and his grass on his field. So what Yachalakawa might think, Lakola, that Hashem brings rain to everyone. Tamalamar Leish. No, we see that the rain comes even for one Yachid. It could come for that individual, not for his neighbor. So Leish, if it came for one person, Yachalakol Sadosav, it might apply that all his fields should get rain. Tamalomar, it says, Sade, no, one field. I mean, just because this Yachid is a Zocha doesn't mean all his fields are Zocha. He might be Zocha that this one particular field gets the rain. And Isade, if one field, Yachal, Lucha, one might think all the grass in his field is going to get the matar, says the Gemara, Lachal Sade, one might think, Tamalomar, Esev. It's possible that a person could daven and he might only get one blade of grass rain just for that one blade of grass. What we see from here is that when a person davens, whatever his zechus is, the zechus might only be one blade of grass. It might be his whole field. It might be all his fields, but it's not going to be for a whole klal. It's very, very specific, very limited in how the matar comes. It depends on the individual's particular zechus. Gemara says, ki ha, the Rav Daniel bar kitana havali hahi ginsa. He had a certain gina, a certain field. Every day he'd go inspect it. He'd go up and down, take a look at his orchard. He said, this patch of grass needs rain. This patch doesn't need any rain. Rav Daniel was a great tzaddik, so whichever patches needed, that's where it rained. And those patches which didn't need it, didn't need rain. So we see from here that, yes, it could rain on particular patches and particular blades of grass. So what does it mean when it's in the pasuk we just quoted, Hashem osa chazizim, Hashem makes clouds? Amar Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, melamed shekol tzadik v'tzadik, every single tzadik HaKadosh Baruch Hu is osa lechazizim p'vnei atzmo. There's a particular cloud, a unique cloud for every tzadik. He has this cloud that serves him. So my chazizim, what does it mean chazizim? Why does it mean many clouds? It should be a chaziz lechol echav yechad. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, porchos, that the clouds are very soft and they fly, they move around. So every tzaddik has their own cloud. What that means, I'm not really sure, but somehow they're clouds for a particular tzaddikim in their particular fields. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan further, Simen Lamatar, what is a simen? How do you know rain's about to come? Porchos, when you begin to see that the clouds are moving, so that's going to tell us that the rain's on the way. My porchos, what does porchos mean? Amar Papa, Iva Klisha Tuse Iva Smichasav. When you see light clouds underneath thick clouds, that's an indicator somehow that rain is coming. So Amar Rav Yehuda Nihilad Mekami Mitra. So he said, and it begins to drizzle, that you know heavy rain's about to come. Asa Mitra, Mitra's coming. So Basa Mitra, but if it begins drizzling after rain, it begins to die off, Pasuk Mitra, that's an indicator that rain's about to stop. So that seems to be a hush-up shot. If it's Mekame Mitra, Asa Mitra. So again, if it's before the rain, that means that the rain's going to stop. The Simanach, rather it's going to continue. Simanach, the Siman is Maholsa, that the Maholsa is like the expansion of a flower, the volume of flower, so that's somehow a simen of it, the basa mitra, the pasuk. Okay, let me read that again. If it's, I'm going to start again. Amar Rav Yehuda. Nila makame mitra, if it's going to drizzle before the rain, asa mitra, rain's coming. Basa mitra means pasuk mitra. So that's the din. If it drizzles before, rain's coming. If it drizzles after, rain is stopping. So what's the simen? Mekame mitra, if it's before rain, asa mitra, the simen for that is that if it drizzles before and that rain's coming, Maholsa, somehow the volume of when a person is in the flower, that tells us, because initially when you begin to shake out and sift the flour, beginning little things come out, and then more of it comes to the sifter. That's the simon of drizzle, and then heavy rain afterwards. The basa mitra, pasuk mitra, if it drizzles after the rain, that means rain's about to stop. The simon of the simon for that is chayu de izi. When an animal goes to the bathroom, that's how first a lot comes out, then a little comes out. So that's the simon of the drizzle afterwards. So one time Ula ikle lebavel. One time Ula was visiting Babel, and chaza purchas. He saw these types of clouds coming, and which is the indicator that rain's about to come. So Amalui told everyone in Babel, panu mane dehasha asimitra, bring in your kalim. It's about to rain. I see the clouds. Those clouds means it's going to rain. Bring in your stuff so nothing gets ruined. Bring in your couches and your chairs. So what happened was lesof in the end lo asimitra. Rain didn't come. So Amar Ula says that something fascinating. He said, "Ki heicha de meshakri bavle hacha meshakri mitrayu." Just like the Babylonians here lie, so too the rain lies, the cloud lies. The weather here is not emes. So I don't trust you. I don't trust the weather, and that's what happened. Another, perhaps the same visit, Ula ikle lebavel. Ula was visiting Babel, and Mali tana de tamar bezuzah. He saw they were selling a whole basket of dates for just one zuz. Really great deal. So Amar, he says, Mali tana de duvsha bezuzah. A whole box, a whole basket of dates, and it's only one zuz. I mean, you don't need to work much here. It's very easy to make food here. So Bavli lo aski baraisa, why is nobody learning here? You don't need to work. If it's that's how cheap food is, so pay a buck and then learn the rest of the day. Why is no one learning here? But so he bought some dates. What happened was, the problem was, Laila Tsaru, that night he had a terrible stomach ache from the dates. It ripped through his stomach. And Amar, he says, Malo tana de sakina bezuza. You have a basket full of knives now, because it really hurt him. He was in such pain. You have a basket full of knives, and Bavli aski barais, and you're able to learn. In other words, the food here is so dangerous. So any learning they're able to accomplish, that's very respectable, because the food here is not very healthy, apparently. That was his other visit, his other comment. So then the Gemara says, Tani the barais, teaches that Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Kola olam kula mimei okainis hushose. The entire world gets nourished, gets the rain from the oceans. So how do we know? Shenemar v'id yala min aretz vishkas kol pnei adama. The steam or the hevel, the evaporation, comes from the water and it goes to the sky, and then the cloud disperses it and spreads it throughout the rest of the world. That's the understanding of Rabbi Eliezer. Amalo Rabbi Yeshua. Yeshua says, "V'halo mimea kindness meluchen hein." Isn't it salty? The rain isn't salty. How could you suggest that it's ocean water, salt water? Amalo mitamkin avavin. Rabbi Eliezer responds back, "No, the clouds sweeten it; it takes away the saltiness." So this is a very big machlokas. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua. This is a general machlokas. This connects to their machlokas in general, whether things are from Shemayim versus Aretz. It's an interesting concept. Either way, that was a debate. So Gemara now tries to prove back and forth. Rabbi Yeshua, Omer. He says, no, it does not come from the oceans. Rather, the water comes from Shemayim. There's water up in Shemayim, and that's where we get our rain from. Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, Lim tar Shemayim tish Shemayim. The water from the Shemayim is how we're going through how Shem brings rain to the ground. It comes from Shemayim, from the Elyonim. Elamani Mekayim v'eid yala minaret. So what does he do with the Pasuk, which says the evaporation, it comes from down in the Tachtonim. V'eid yala minaret. What does that mean? Melamed shanonim misgabrim v'olim l'rakia. Now the clouds are considered Tachtonim. Relative to us, the Elyonim. But relative to Shemayim, the clouds are Tachtonim. So the clouds go up even higher to reach the waters that are deep in Shemayim. That's what it's referring to. Misgabrim v'olim l'rakia, the clouds, uposchin p'im kano, they open up their mouth like a little jug. U'mekabim me'mata, they take the water from Shemayim somewhere. Shenemar yazoku mater le'edo. And then, munukavos hein kechavara baros mechara Shemayim al zagave karka. Then they open up with sieves, like holes of sieves, and then the rain becomes the drizzle and rain down below. Here, Shenemar, chashras mayim of a shchakim, machshos mechashos means to like release the drips of water. V'ein bein tipa latipa ala kamol nima. And the rain comes so fast that there's only like a tiny space in between, a hair space, hair width space between each drip when it begins to release all the water that really originally came from the Shemayim. The Gemara says, La Melech, this is all to teach you, shegodol yom ha'gshamim, so great is the day that it rains, k'yom shenivru bo shemayim v'aretz, like the day the world was created, shenemar ose gedolos v'ein cheker, that the gedolos, the greatness that Kadosh Baruch Hu does, that has no bounds, uksiv ha'nosin matar al pnei aretz, Hashem gives rain on the ground, uksiv lahalon, haliyadate im lo shemate alokei alam Hashem, that don't you know that you hear from Hashem, and it goes on to say, borek k'tos ha'aretz l'yaf l'yigah, so there's endless amounts to Hashem's understanding. So we see from here that the connection of the Kriyas Bries Olam to the Nosim Matar Allah Apanei Arts are connected, that the day it rains is like the day HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. That was the conclusion of this discussion. Now I think the point is, because since he said it came from Shemayim, that's like Bries Olam, so the rain comes from Shemayim, just like the world came from Shemayim as well. The Gemara just finished off with a couple of brises to figure out who authored each of these brises now. Keman Azlaha, who is the author of the following? That says, Dichsiv Mashke Harim Mal Yosav, that Hashem brings rain to the mountains from the Aliyos, from the great attics. Amar B'Yochanan, Mal Yosav Shir Kadosh Baruch Hu, from the deep recesses of a Kadosh Baruch Hu Shemayim. Who is that? Must be Keman Kribishu, who says the water comes from the Elyonim. Rabbi Lazar says, no. Kevin Desalki Lahosam, Mashke Mal Yosav Karilei. No, it starts from the ground, but since it goes up to Shemayim and then is released from Shemayim, we could call it coming from Mal Yosav, but the original source is not from the Elyonim, rather it's from Tachtonim, because Dilo Temach, we don't say this, Avak V'Afar Hashem, Min HaShemayim, the Pasuk says, does dirt, dust come from Shemayim? Everybody agrees not. Heichem Ishkachasla, dirt doesn't originate from Shemayim. Elakeven Demidlei Lahasim, once the wind blew up the dirt, and it's released from above, we call it coming from Shemayim. So to Achanami, came into Sauki Lahasim, since the water evaporates to Shemayim, we can still call it Mal Yosef Karilei, even though it did not originate in Shemayim. Kaman Azla, who is the author of the following Brisa Hadamri Rabbi Chanina? It says in the Pasuk in Tehillim, Konez Kanein Mehayom, Nosim Batsaras Tehomos. The Kadosh Baruch Hu placed in his storage houses, Mi Garam La Otsaras Shismalu Bar. Who causes the storage houses to be full of dagon, to be full of crops? So, but Tehomos, the water that are in the depths is where it comes from. Not the heights, but Tehomos is the depths. That is like who? Karebi Eliezer. It comes from the Tachtonim. And Rabbi Yeshua says, no, hahu, but b'riyas ha-shalom, that's referring to the way the world was created. Kadosh Baruch Hu brought a lot of water into the world here, but all the water really originated in Shemayim. Okay, well,